This morning we have, it's become a tradition of sorts, Miss Sarah, my wife, she's going to come and she's going to share with you this morning, and I'm going to tell on her, she gets a little nervous. I don't know why, but she gets nervous. So I'm not saying that to make her nervous, you know. But she does a great job, and she's a good wife. In the words of what Nathan says about Vicky, Nathan's the one, for those of you who don't know, with the big mustache. Nathan says Vicky's the best wife he has. Sarah's the best wife I have. You know, no, she's wonderful, and I'm proud of her.
Let's give her a hand.
He wasn't being totally honest. I don't get a little bit nervous. I get a whole lot nervous. He told me Friday, because I've been working on this for months, but Friday I was really trying to just spend my time just soaking it in. And he said, I think you're spending too much time. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. Well, nobody has to put pressure on me. I do it all for me. So, but first of all, let me say, thank you to everyone who is here today, and happy Mother's Day. I realize that Mother's Day can be an exciting time, especially if you're a new mother, but it can also be a difficult day for women who have never been able to have children for whatever reason, okay? Maybe you weren't married, you didn't have the opportunity, or if you have already lost a child. I have a niece who was, I don't even know. She was 26, 27 weeks pregnant and lost the baby just in the last few weeks. Today's going to be a very difficult day for her, okay? So I know there are people who are hurting, and there are people who are like me, who your mother has already passed away, and you miss her today. You can't help but think about what you wish you could do today. So I realize. So if you know somebody today who's having a little bit of a hard time, reach out to them. Show some compassion, show some love to that person. So that's my first challenge to you today, is think about someone else. Now, I've got my iPad here. I've got it printed out too, so I was making sure I had it with me. But I first want to share just a few little quotes about motherhood. I'm going to give you a couple that are anonymous. The first one says, a baby will make love stronger, days shorter, nights longer, your bank account smaller, your home happier, your clothes maybe a little shabbier because you don't spend as much time worrying about what you wear as what your baby is wearing, the past forgotten, and the future worth living for. Good moms have homes that are clean enough to be healthy and messy enough to be happy. You kind of get to the sense of, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy them. And it's really true when you have grandkids. Mary told me a few weeks ago, she kept her grandbaby all week, and she said, my house wasn't as neat and clean as what I usually keep it. I can attest to that. Ruth Graham, the wife of Billy Graham, said, as a mother, my job is to take care of the possible and to trust God with the impossible. Ann Landers said, it's not what you do for your children. And think about this. It's not what you do for your children, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings. C.S. Lewis said, and this will be the last quote I share. He said, children are not a distraction from more important work. They are the most important work. And I'll share one more. All mothers are working mothers. Even if you are a quote-unquote stay-at-home mom, you're still a working mother, okay? All right, you have the PowerPoint there, and my husband helped me with the PowerPoint because I don't usually do that part of things. So you can see there that our verse is going to be 1 Peter 5:7. And probably some of you, when they first put it up, you already know what that scripture says. You have it memorized, you know, or you at least know the gist of it. So as you're thinking about, Hey, can we bring up the lights just a little bit? Just a little bit. But as you think about 1 Peter 5 and 7, most of us have read it. Some of us have it memorized. This comes from Peter's letter to a group of believers who were facing challenges. They were facing heartaches. They were facing persecution in the Roman Empire. He was trying to encourage them and give them hope that no matter what they faced, they could trust in the Lord, and they needed to remember that their real identity was in Christ. And that's what we need to remember. That's where our real identity is. But this verse, I'm going to read it from the King James first, so anybody who knows it. Casting all your care on him, for he careth for you. Now the English Revised Version says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. So I want to ask you a question today, and as I'm sharing, I want you to be thinking about this for yourself. What are you carrying? What are you carrying? Because you know what? I'll say it this way. We all have stuff. I don't care if we are, let's see, we've got people in here that are 13, 14. So I don't care if we're 13 and up, or if we're 40, 50, 90. It doesn't matter what age you are. We all have stuff that we're carrying. So I want you to be thinking, what are you carrying? So as you're thinking about that, what are you holding on to that's keeping you bogged down, that's keeping you weighed down? And I want us to think of what that says again. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Not just part of them, but he wants all of them. And the only way that we can truly be free in the Lord is if we give them all to him. Not that we try to carry part of them. And you know what? We're guilty. We're guilty, even as Christians, we're guilty of, but I can handle this on my own. This is not really something I have to pray and ask God to help me with, because I think I can handle this on my own. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we're also guilty sometimes of, we pray and we give it to the Lord, but I take it back in my worry. I take it back because I'm thinking, how is this going to happen? How is this going to work out? What's going to happen? And I take it back in my worry. So we've been invited, though, to a divine exchange with the Lord. He doesn't offer us a life free from responsibility, but he invites us to trade our burdens of anxiety, our fear, and our sin for his yoke that he has promised will be easy. Okay? But we're going to talk a little bit about the act of casting. Because again, that verse says, cast all your cares. So we're going to talk a little bit about that casting. Casting instructs us, though, as believers, to throw all of our cares onto him. It's an active, ongoing practice, but it's not a one-time event. It is ongoing. So then, and I hope to bring all this together, y'all can pray for me. That would help me a whole lot if y'all pray for me while you're sitting there today. But hopefully then we're going to bring it all together, that we're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it with him, that what we bring to him, we will leave it. Because that's what we are supposed to do. We are to leave it at his feet. Psalm 55 in verse 22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. So see, he doesn't just tell us to bring our troubles and our cares to him because he cares about us, but he promises if we will do that, he will sustain us. We don't have to sustain ourselves. Isn't that a beautiful plan that he's promised he will do it? Jesus also invited all the people to cast their cares. And we're in Matthew 11, he said, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus calls us to come to Him and to cast our cares and our burdens on Him. When we do, the promise is that we will find rest in our souls through Him. That assurance is not based on us and who we are, but it's based on who He is. We can come to Him with any concern in prayer. And while the burden is still there, we can find rest in Him, to trust Him and to walk with Him, that He will sustain us. As He said in Psalm 55, He will sustain us. Peter's exhortation here to humble ourselves and to cast all our cares on the Lord is a command. It's not a suggestion. Sometimes we read the Bible and we act like it's more of a suggestion. It's not. It is a command. So as we think about that it's a command, we're also commanded to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3 and 5 says that we are to trust in the Lord and not in ourselves. And we're not to lean to our own understanding. We're to trust in Him. God doesn't want us to be weighed down by the difficulties and the worries of this life. Instead, He cares for us and He promises us rest. He promises rest for everyone who will come to Him. Now, this is not in my notes and I don't want to veer off too much. But looking around the room here, because I'm married to the pastor, I know there are some people that are hurting and are carrying things. I'm not going to point you out, okay? But I could point out some names and I could say, I'm aware you're carrying something, I could do that. So I know we are all carrying things. We have things that we're dealing with and that sometimes are a real struggle to us. But again, He has said that we can cast all our cares on Him. In our better moments, we know that we are encompassed with the blessings of God. We know He's there and He's with us. But yet, if we're really honest with ourselves, we still struggle sometimes with anxiety. We struggle with fear. We struggle with worrying about what we're dealing with, about what's going on around us, what's going on in our lives and in our family's life. We were talking in life groups this morning. Once your kids are grown, you can't help but be concerned about your grown kids too. So you who have little ones, it doesn't stop just because they become an adult, okay? But we are carrying things. We all are. But we need, and I'm speaking to the choir here, so I'm just reminding us, we need that spiritual foundation that we stand upon the Lord. We stand upon His Word. That we're walking in the Spirit, that we're trusting Him, that we're relying upon Him. We need that, every single one of us. We have limited control over what is happening to us and around us. But we do have control of our own selves that we can say, okay, this is turmoil, this is stress, this is difficulty that's going on, but I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to stand on His Word and I'm going to choose to trust Him. We have that choice to make. There's a story of a man who was carrying a heavy load of anxiety. And I only put some of the notes of this in my notes to help me remember. But what I read was, it was a man who was, him and his wife were missionaries in I forget what country, and they were working to build a church, and there were a lot of financial struggles that they were having. And at that time, there was a lot of rules and all in that country of what they could and couldn't do until they had the money and et cetera and et cetera. So he was struggling. Now, he was a man of God. He was a man of faith. But he was having so much anxiety and so much worry about it that he would toss and turn. He was rolling this way and that way when he was trying to sleep. His stomach was churning. And you know, when we get all upset, our stomach begins to churn and we can feel very sick. So he was really, really struggling. His heart was just pounding harder and harder every day. His wife would tell him, like any good wife does, that he needed to quit worrying and trust the Lord. But he just got mad at her because she wasn't getting all worried and anxious and upset with him. Anybody ever been there? So, finally one night, though, when he was having such sleepless nights, he did what we probably all would be better off we would do when we're struggling like that. He got up and he pulled his Bible out. When he pulled his Bible out, he turned to this scripture, 1 Peter 5:7. And he read it. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, he'd read that verse many times. He knew that verse. He knew what he was supposed to do. But that night, it was as if it just reached out from the Bible and just grabbed him. Have you ever had a scripture just grab you like that? Something that you've read many times. Well, that's the way it was for him. So he decided that he would get out his Greek New Testament and he would try to read a little more and study a little more about what that verse was really saying. So he began to look at the Greek New Testament, and he found that the word casting used in 1 Peter 5:7 was the Greek word, and I will apologize ahead of time before I pronounce these words, epiripto. It's a compound word of epi and ripto. The word epi means upon, as on top of something, means to hurl, to throw, to cast, and it often means to violently throw with great force. We are not designed to carry what a lot of us are carrying. This load is simply too hard, too heavy for the human body in the central nervous system. You may be able to carry it for a while. We may be able to carry it for a while. But eventually, the physical body and the mind will break down. In fact, the medical world has confirmed that the major source of sickness in the Western Hemisphere is stress and pressure. We're not designed to carry it all on our own, okay? But everywhere you look, that's what you hear about, is the stress and the pressure. And I want to be careful how I say this. There are a lot of people today who are on medication for stress and pressure. There are a lot of health issues that happen to us that are related to the stress and the pressure that we are dealing with. We all deal with it. In 1 Peter 5:7, though, Jesus is calling out to us and he's saying, your shoulders are not big enough. You're not created to do that. And he is asking us to bring it to him, to put it on his shoulders, to cast it onto him. So exactly, though, what are we supposed to give to him? As we said, we're to give our cares to him. The word cares here in the Greek was merimna, which means anxiety. But in principle, it's anything that we're carrying. It's any circumstance, any misfortune, any trouble, any difficulty that we are carrying. It could refer to problems such as financial, marital, physical, business-related, job-related. And again, we've all experienced or may be experiencing some things. There are relational things that are not just family, but relational things. All these things put stress and pressure on us. We need to remember, though, that nothing is too big or too small to take to the Lord. Peter uses this word, though, to assure us that Jesus really does care about us and the things that are heavy on our hearts. He gives meticulous attention to what is happening to us. He really cares. He's interested in every facet of our lives, and he's interested in everything that concerns us. From this, we can surmise that basically what this scripture is saying is, take that heavy burden, difficulty, or challenge that you are carrying, the one that has risen due to your circumstances, and take that and fling those worries, cast them over onto the back of the Lord. Let him carry them for you. The Lord is extremely interested in everything that touches you. I had a Sunday school teacher say one time, and this was a long time ago, but she said, the Lord does care about everything that touches you, everything you deal with. And she told of a friend who was in a big city, and she was trying to find a parking space, and she kept circling and kept circling. And so she just said, Lord, you know I need a parking space, and I ask you to open up a parking space. She come around again, and there was a parking space. So she said, thank you, Lord. It's that simple. We need to be willing to pray and to give things to the Lord. Now, as we think about this and we think about the Greek words and what this may mean, it helps us to realize that we're carrying a load that we were not designed to carry, but He has said we don't have to carry it. He has promised that He will carry our load. He will bring us through and do that for us if we will seek Him. Your burden and my burden is what qualifies us to come. And again, as I said, we're all carrying things. And I know there are several in here today who are carrying health issues that you are dealing with. But we are all carrying something, and we can trust in Him. So, again, I ask you at the beginning, what are you carrying? So I hope you've been thinking about, what are you carrying? Is what you are carrying weighing you down? Dane Ortlund said, you don't need to unburden or collect yourself and then come to Jesus, but you need to be willing to come and give yourself to Him and allow Him to do the work in you. Now, Brenda, I've asked Brenda to play an old song today. And Pam was not able to learn it, and some of you may know it. And I'll just tell you, if I had the voice to sing, I would sing this song for y'all today. But I do not have the voice, and it would be a very quick way to clear the congregation, or either to give you a comedy act. I don't know which it would be. But this is a song, and I'm going to share a little bit of the words with you. This song was written, let me share this part first. It was written by a man, and he was a pastor, but he had a friend come to him, and the man just poured out his heart. He told him everything that he was carrying, and it was a long list of things. And he looked at the man, and he said, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. He said, you need to put all your troubles in a sack, and you need to take them and give them to Jesus, and you need to leave them there. So he later wrote this song. This song was written in 1916, but it is still relevant today. The song is called, go ahead, Brenda. The song is called Leave It There. And I'm going to share with you just a little bit of the words. The first verse says, if the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. The second verse says, if your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you bear. He can save, He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. The verse says, leave it there. Leave it there. I'm sorry, the chorus. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you'll trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. So today, that's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you're carrying things, and we all are, But I realize not everybody wants to come up and pray. But if you are carrying burdens today, if you are carrying things, it's up to you to be willing to give those things to the Lord. So I invite you now, if you are carrying things, to just come up and be willing to give whatever you're carrying to the Lord. Does anybody want to come and give what you're carrying to the Lord today? Carrying things that God never intended us to carry. Whether you're dealing with things in your family, you're dealing with health issues, you're dealing with financial issues. If you're seeking something from the Lord, you have a great opportunity today to just come before Him and say, Lord, I'm trusting You. I personally want to say, Jesus, I want to yield every concern that I'm carrying, everything to You today. Father, I thank You for this day. I thank You, Lord, for being with us, for guiding us, for caring so deeply about us. I thank You, Lord, for the promises that You've given us in Your Word, Lord, of how that we can cast every care upon You. And right now, Lord, I make the decision to yield every one of these matters that are bothering me, that I am carrying, Lord, to You. Lord, I ask for Your peace, Lord, to be with each and every person, Lord. Help us, oh God, as we become anxious and fretful, to know, Lord, that we can put our troubles before You, we can put our cares before You, and we can rest in You, Lord. I thank You, God, because You are our rock, You are our Redeemer, and You are a very present help in the time of trouble. And I praise You for that, Lord. I give You glory, I give You honor, and I give You praise, oh Lord. Oh, I pray, God, that You would touch every person in this room today, oh Lord. God, You know every need that each person is carrying. And Lord, we ask You, God, to intervene. God, give us, Lord, a greater desire than ever before, Lord, to seek You, to seek Your heart. That we, Lord, would choose to turn to You, Lord, before we turn to anything or anyone else. Lord, I pray that You would minister, Lord, to every home and every family that is represented here today, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank You and I praise You. I praise You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. I praise You for Your love. I thank You, Lord, for all, Lord, that You have done and all that You are doing and all that You will do for us, Lord. We praise You. We glorify You. We give You all honor in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.